So I'm here with Mark from Bethnal Green. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad.
And we're in a very hot Pembrey centre in Hackney today.
It's a little bit warm here. Temperature's gone up.
We've been working with your site for the Sundial Centre.
Oh yes, we certainly have doing that.
And what does the Sundial Centre do?
Well, the Sundial Centre is a Peabody organisation, mm-hmm. funded by them. That helps in with the elderly and disabled within the Bethnal Green neighbourhood.
Okay, and what do you do there?
I've been roped in to run their blog site as a voluntary helper.
So you set up a website?
Yes.
When did you do that?
About 2 months ago.
Okay, and you've used WordPress to do that?
Yeah, we have.
How have you found it?
It was pretty good. Actually, it took a while getting used to the terminology.
Mm-hmm.
But once you do, it's quite basic.
Okay, and what have you used to report, you know, what have you posted on there about so far, what have you used
Everything
for?
And anything that's to do with the local community. At the moment, mm-hmm. it's mainly centralising on the centre itself, but now we're just starting to go out into and include the local community in the posts.
Mm.
And we've got a post out planned soon by foot messenger sending leaflets around the local community.
And you've got coverage of the Jubilee party on there as well, haven't
you? Oh yes, we have already, and the party's still in progress.
And you're missing it, I'm sorry. And you've also got a page, Character of the Month.
Yes, we have.
What's that about?
All it is, it's quite simply, we pick people totally unexpectedly, and we profile them, we do an interview with them, just as you're doing with me, and mm-hmm. we quite simply take a photo, put it on the line, call it Character of the Month. Each month we'll do one. Usually we try to pick somebody you don't expect to have some unusual quirks or backgrounds.
And it's just all about them and what they're
That's
about.
Right. The last character we had, Stephen, was for May, which is just coming to an end, and we've got a new one lined up. But he was actually a singer, and he used to do Tom Jones, Elvis, and all those back in the 70s. So quite characters we're meeting in the centre.
Brilliant. And today we've just been playing with the site and also matching that up with a new Twitter account.
Yes, good fun.
So you've created a Twitter account, Sundial Centre, on Twitter.
Yep.
How have you found that?
Awkward at first, mm-hmm. but again, it's the same as most things I've found on, to do with the blog. Once you get used to terminology,
mm-hmm.
the phrases that I actually use, it's how different they are from normal spoken word. You know.
Yeah, so things like tweets and
yeah. Once you get used to the phrasing, it's fairly logical. It's just a logical process.
So we've created a Twitter account and you sent out a few tweets, haven't you?
Oh yes, a few trialers. And I've got a feeling it'll be flying within a week or so.
You've followed a few people. But we've also been marrying that up with a website.
That's right,
so yeah. You've put a widget that displays the tweets in the website, but you've also got the website to auto-tweet out whenever.
Yep.
And how do you think that will help the website?
It would certainly help to widen the reach of us at the moment. I know the longest range we have at the moment is we've got one follower in Montreal. And we've got a few up on the borders of England and Scotland already, because I've already checked those.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll widen it even further. And the further the better, I don't mind. The world's our target.
And what other networks, online networks, do you think you might use to help?
I'll probably use Facebook.
Yeah.
As well. And then I'll experiment with others to see how they go. But I don't want to add them too quickly, because you can only learn a certain amount at a certain time, and I don't want to jump in with both feet and find I'm drowning when I can just survive with one foot in the water.
And last but not least, what's next for your website? What do you think?
Next thing, we're just typing up the party.
Yeah.
That's already, we've already got about 20 photos on the site.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be about another 20 after I go in tomorrow. I've got my secret photographers in there that nobody knows about. They all know me now. Everyone around the centre comes to know me. I've always got a camera at my waist. But I've got a couple of spies in there now with a couple of cameras. So,
planted spies?
Planted spies.
Wow. Okay.
We've got an agreement, really. It's an unspoken agreement. You know, we won't put anything up that anyone's ever going to be embarrassed about or cause a problem, you know. We also give out a little ticket to anyone we take a photo of. Say you've had your photo taken for your local blog. Also got the details of how to find the blog. So because most of our clients are in the sense of elderly, so what they do is they go home and they say, "Well, we've had our photo taken for a blog. What's a blog?" You know, and so when they give this slip to their family, or the family will bring it up on their computer, so that actually increases the spread.
Definitely. Well, if you're in the local paper, you definitely buy a copy, so it's the same. It works the same, really.
Yeah, so we're getting there slowly. That's why we've got local leaflets going out soon for the community. So we'll start getting news in from the community, and then we can start running it around.
Okay, and people can follow your blog at sundialcentre.wordpress.com, is that right?
That's the one.
Brilliant.
No, it's actually Sundial Shipton.
Oh, I'm sorry.
.wordpress.com.
Okay, fantastic. And follow you on Twitter at Sundial Centre.
That's the one.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Cheers. Thanks.
You're welcome.